people say, oh, there'll be a billion people disappear the rest of the night, you know, on your life. I hope there's a billion. I'd like for everybody to go to heaven. But realistically, 500 million, I'll be shocked. But this is the context of the end of the tribulation. Why is Jesus saying at the end of the tribulation, he says, shall I find faith? There are going to be a lot of people saved, but they get to heaven by having their head taken off.
Yeah.
First of all, the church is gone. It's been raptured. So the moment after the rapture, there's not a single believer on the planet. They'll start getting saved real quick after that, but there for a few minutes at least, no believers. Then there's 144,000 who will be martyred, so they're not on earth when Jesus returns. Then there's most of the tribulation saints will be martyred. You remember back in Daniel, it says he was given power to overcome the saints. Wait a minute. That can't be the church, because the gates of hell won't prevail against the church.
Yep.
But he'll overcome the saints in the tribulation.
Yep.
Then, when Jesus does return, there's only a remnant. And a lot of those are going to be saved when they see him return. Zechariah 14 says they're going to mourn when they see him return. Why? Because they've rejected him all the way up to that point, and they're going to realize that as a Jew, that's who Zechariah is talking about in that context, they're going to realize that all but a small remnant of Jews, since they crucified Christ as a nation, only a remnant believed on their Messiah. What a bittersweet moment to see Jesus return and save all of Israel, as Romans 11:25-27 says he will do. But then realize all these people of the past, all of our ancestors, with only a small remnant as an exception. The elect Jews will pray through the tribulation, and Jesus' message to them will be received. It should be received for all of us now. But in the tribulation, his message will be received. Don't stop praying. Pray and faint not.
Amen.
And you think it's hard for you to pray? Think about what they're going to go through. And we are to pray to avoid the tribulation. This is our final text here. Revelation 3. This is what we're told to pray for. I had people criticize me. You just want to avoid the tribulation. Yes, amen.
Yep.
Yeah, the criticism, go ahead and criticize me. But we're going to see in Amos. We're studying Amos on Wednesday nights. Amos is going to say, woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. I don't want nothing to do with it. Revelation 3. This is the Philadelphian church. This is us. All believers right now are represented here in the text by the Philadelphian church. Why? Because verse 10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. Read that with me. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. That has not happened yet. But he's promising somebody that they won't go through it. And if you are keeping the Word of God, meaning you believe that gospel and you're born again and saved by faith and that gospel message, you will be kept from that hour of temptation which is yet to come on the whole world, all the world. And then he says, behold, I come quickly. He will avenge them speedily, it says. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. And verse 12, him that overcometh, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. That's exciting. Verse 13 says what? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Only the members of the church will be kept from that hour of temptation. And you have to keep the Word of God. And that begins by believing the gospel. We're going to read in Luke 21:36. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
Amen.
That's what you're supposed to be. I pray for it, and you should be praying for it. Lord, we pray you come quickly, rapture us out of here, and then get on with it. And we read this, 1 Thessalonians 5:9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
First question, are you saved?
Yes.
Amen. And that's a question only you can answer for yourself. It's you and God. And if you are, you will be saved or spared from His wrath. Doesn't mean you won't be persecuted. Doesn't mean you won't suffer. Doesn't mean that even God won't chastise you. But there's a big difference between all that and His wrath, which is to come in Revelation 6 through 19. So thank God for His mercy and grace. Amen.
Amen.
I hope when you pray many times, you at least at some point in your prayer, if not the end, just say very simply, thank you for saving me.
Amen.
Thank you for saving me.
Amen.
And usually when I thank Him for doing anything else for me, I know He knows it. He doesn't need reminded, but I still say, thank you, Lord. I don't deserve it. I didn't deserve to be saved. I don't deserve any of this that You've given me in addition to salvation. Thank You so much. Thank You.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's have the musicians come forward and close with the song 149 in your hymn book. Bible verses, it says, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. And over in the Bible, itself tells you that the word is your strength. And that's all true. But let me tell you, once in a while, God will bring a song to your heart. And there's many times where I've been going through something or trying to help encourage someone else going through something. And the words of this, the chorus reminds me. What we're going through can be really tough. But it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. That's so true. And one of these days we're going to experience it. In the meantime, let's sing about it. 149.
Sometimes the days seem long, our trials are to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to snatch His pride away. All tears forever over in God's eternal day. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus.
Yeah.
And he's
Yeah.